Underground Preacher checking in to the Underground Church. And today, we are going to talk about your new name. Did you know that God has a new name for you? And that name is actually your true name, the one you get to keep for eternity. It is said in Revelation chapter 2, verse 17. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give some of the hidden manna to eat, and I will give him a white stone, and on the stone a new name written which no one knows except him who receives it. I used to think that we have to go to heaven before receiving our new names. But then as I read the Bible, God pointed out how he changed Mose to Moses, Sarai to Sarah, Abram to Abraham, Jacob to Israel, and so on. That is when I realized that we can actually get our new names down here. I also noticed how God's blessing always follows that new name. I remember when I first came aware of the benefit of that new name. I prayed really hard that God would reveal to me my new name so I can go out and make money. Lord have mercy. That is exactly why God gets to decide when you are ready to receive your new name. Because we are so easily corrupt that God has to make sure that one's heart is pure enough to be able to handle that new name without abusing it. After all, the new name is given to you to represent your Father, your Heavenly Father, and not for you to profit out of it. The new name is a name and a ministry title all at the same time. Prosperity should not be the focus here. The focus should be the seriousness of the ministry, because God will hold you accountable to your ministry. So if you would like Jesus Christ to give you your new name, pray that he changes your heart so your heart is pure enough to receive it. In the meantime, be patient, and in due time, Jesus Christ will give it to you. Amen?
Amen.
Underground Preacher to the Underground Church. And I am out.